Catan vs. Coco-san vs. Ticket to Ride, the best gateway game head-to-head. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. If you can only buy one, buy Ticket to Ride. It teaches in about 10 minutes, plays beautifully from 2 to 5 people, lands in a tidy 30 to 60 minutes, and almost nobody leaves the table mad. Two exceptions worth knowing before you click. If you mostly play with just one other person, buy Coco-san. It's the best two-player of the three and the cheapest. And if you have a tight crew of three or four who actively want to haggle, scheme, and trash talk, buy Catan, the loudest and most social of the bunch. Pull up a chair. You're standing in the aisle or hovering over a cart, three famous boxes in your hands, and somebody at home is going to ask why you picked the one you picked. Here's the warm truth. There is no wrong answer here. All three of these won German Game of the Year. All three basically invented the idea of a game you can teach to your aunt and your roommate in the same evening. They don't really compete, they scratch different itches. So instead of crowning one and shrugging, I'm going to hand you the call I'd whisper across the table. This game for that table, that game for this mood. Let's set the spread and dig in. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. So which one do you actually buy first? Let me save you the agony. Pick your first game by your usual table, not by the famous name on the box. Do a quick honest count of who sits down with you most nights. Just you and one other person most of the time, Coco-san. It's a tight tactical face-off where every single tile you draw lands on top of somebody's plan, and it's the cheapest of the three. A mixed casual table, kids, a partner who doesn't do games, friends who want to laugh and not argue. Ticket to Ride. You build your own train routes, so there are almost no moves that openly slight another player. A committed crew of three or four who genuinely love to talk, deal, and needle each other. Catan. The trading and the robber make the loudest, most memorable table in the hobby. Notice the numbers matter as much as the vibe. Catan needs three or four to sing, its whole trading engine goes quiet at two. Coco-san is at its sharpest at two or three. Ticket to Ride is the rare one that genuinely stretches from 2 all the way to 5 without breaking. The community quietly agrees, by the way. On Board Game Geek's Best Gateway poll, the order is Ticket to Ride first, Coco-san second, Catan third, the exact reverse of how they sell. Catan moves the most boxes by a mile, but newcomers tend to find the other two friendlier on the very first night. The one-line decision, two players, then Coco-san. Mixed casual with kids, then Ticket to Ride. A chatty, dealing crew of 3 to 4, then Catan. Buy by your table, not by the legend. Sales rank lies a little. Catan has sold 45 plus million copies, bestseller by a wide margin. But on Board Game Geek's Gateway poll, it lands third. Popularity and best first game aren't the same thing. Ticket to Ride. The smoothest on-ramp there is, picture the gentlest possible welcome to the hobby. That's this box. You collect color train cards, you claim routes between cities, you quietly chase a couple of secret destination tickets. The scoring is right there in the open, no hidden gacha rules, no math you didn't sign up for. New players grasp it within a handful of turns, and the teach is about 10 minutes flat. Best of all, it produces no arguments. You're laying your own track, mostly minding your own business, so there are very few moves that openly wreck a friend. That's exactly why it's the family peacekeeper. The honest catch, it's light on direct conflict. Veterans sometimes call it multiplayer solitaire. You're racing alongside people more than against them, with the occasional satisfying route block. At two players, the board feels roomy and the knives come out less. Strategy hounds may eventually want more bite. Beginner's edge, keep one long destination ticket and actually finish it. Grab the long gray routes early before someone blocks them. Enjoy any extra tickets in the first third of the game, not the panicky last few turns. Hoarding cards with no plan is the rookie sin here. When you want a touch more depth, start on the original North America map, cleanest, most forgiving, then graduate to Ticket to Ride, Europe, which adds stations, tunnels, and ferries. Read the table like a pro at the top level. This is card counting plus mind reading. Watch the routes arrival claims. Houston to New Orleans to Atlanta is a southern run, and deduce their tickets. Then chase the flat 10-point longest route bonus. Hide your hand intermediate move. Build outward from the middle of your route, not the endpoints. Your opponents can't read where you're headed, so they can't pre-block you. Coco-san, The two-player champ that grows for years, this is the one with almost no setup. You just start drawing tiles from the bag and building a medieval countryside, one piece at a time. The turn is dreamy in its simplicity. Draw a tile, place a tile, maybe drop a little wooden meeple to claim a road, a city, a monastery, or a field. That's it. And yet every placement touches somebody's plan, which makes it the most moment-to-moment interactive of the three. It's the reigning two-player gateway, and thanks to a randomized board plus a deep library of expansions, the one with the highest replay ceiling. Reviewers report 100+ plays still turning up situations they've never seen. The honest catch comes in one word, farmers. Field scoring genuinely confuses beginners. Fields can be 15 to 20% of an expert's points, but most newcomers misjudge where a field even ends. My kindest advice, skip teaching farms for the first few games entirely. Carcassonne can also run a little dry and quiet, no negotiation, less table noise, and at 5 players the downtime creeps in. Beginner's edge, don't drop a farmer on turn 1, fields pay off late. And build several small cities rather than one giant cathedral-sized one you can never finish. Meeple economy is everything. You only have 7 little followers, so each is worth roughly a 1/7 of your score. Always keep one in reserve. Don't strain your whole crew in a city that may never close. Speak the language, meeple, your little wooden follower, you get 7. Farmer, a meeple lying down in a field scoring 3 points per completed city it touches. Parasite farming, sneaking a small city onto the edge of a rival's field so you quietly harvest the far side. Luck picks the tile, skill plays it, there are 72 tiles and the distribution is knowable. Experts count what's left to guarantee their own completions and deny yours, and a clever defensive block can be worth as much as a big score. Catan, the franchise that built the hobby, and the loudest table, this is the original phenomenon. 45+ million copies, the game most people mean when they say that hexagon trading game, and still the most social of the three by a country mile. You settle an island, gather brick and wood and wheat and ore, and here's the magic you trade live across the table out loud. 2 wood for a sheep? Absolutely not. Find 2 wood and I won't put the robber on your 6. That negotiation is the whole engine and it makes the most memorable argue and laugh table in gateway gaming. The honest catch, it asks the most of everyone. The teach runs 15 to 20 minutes. The dice can ice a perfect plan called. The robber sparks genuine family arguments. It has only half a jokingly a reputation for testing marriages. And it's weak at exactly 2 players. It really wants 3 or 4 for the deal making to come alive. Beginner's edge, at setup, prize the numbers 6 and 8. They roll most often and grab resource variety. A settlement touching brick and wood lets you spam roads and settlements early. A note on the robber, its job is to block a hot number, not just steal a card. And the moment you're holding more than 7 cards, a rolled 7 makes you discard half, so spend or trade down before that happens. The 2025 6th edition refreshed the art, enlarged the pieces, added a resource card holder, and stays fully compatible with your old expansions. Never trade with the leader intermediate gospel. Don't hand the frontrunner the one resource they need. Quietly bank toward longest road or largest army instead, so your point total stays hidden and you avoid becoming the table's robber target. Tournament truth, Catan championships score by total victory points across multiple games. Consistency beats one big blowout. And trade talk is restricted while the robber is in play. Deliberately throwing a win to a friend is a warned, disqualifiable offense. How they really stack up, luck, length, teach, and noise set them side by side and the personalities snap into focus. Teach speed. Carcassonne has the simplest turn but its far more scoring trips people. Ticket to Ride is the easiest to actually asterisk grasp because nothing is hidden. Catan is the heaviest lift at 15 to 20 minutes resources, building costs, trading, dice odds all at once. Luck. Catan wears its luck on its sleeve. The dice decide what comes out each turn, so a cold streak stings. Ticket to Ride has mild card draw luck but rewards planning. Carcassonne draws random tiles but the distribution is countable, so skill leads. Length and pacing. Ticket to Ride and Carcassonne both move fast with little downtime. Catan runs longer, 60 to 90 minutes, and can stall on trade haggling, a real consideration for restless or younger tables. Interaction in one line. Catan is high live trading plus the robber. Carcassonne is medium constant tile interference. Ticket to Ride is low, mostly route blocking. pick by exactly how much conflict your table enjoys, and the ratings they sit shoulder to shoulder. Kakou-san hovers around 7.41 on Board Game Geek, Ticket to Ride around 7.39. These are all excellent. You're choosing a flavor, not settling for a lesser game. The most repeated long game wisdom in the hobby, buy both eventually. Ticket to Ride for casual and mixed nights, Catan for your core crew strategy sessions. They're companions, not rivals. Match the game to the mood, loud, social, argue and laugh group, then Catan. Quiet, brainy two-player face-off, then Kakou-san. We just want everyone to have fun and nobody to cry, then Ticket to Ride. Build a gateway ladder for a new household. Junior versions at 6+, Ticket to Ride. First journey, Catan Jr., then full Ticket to Ride or Kakou-san, then Catan and first expansions, Kakou-san's Inns and Cathedrals, then Ticket to Ride. Europe. The player's code, winning with grace, hosting with heart. Here's the part nobody prints on the box, and the part that actually decides whether people come back next week. Win like someone they wanna host again. Gateway games practically invite beginners to win game one. It happens constantly, and it's the single best hook for a rematch. So if your hidden farm or your sneaky long route clinches a surprise victory, credit the board and the dice, not your genius. A humble winner gets the next invitation. Lose like a good sport. Bad rolls in Catan and a brutal Kakou-san block are part of the deal. Name the smart move your opponent made instead of cursing the luck. The runaway leader feeling is real, but sulking or conceding a table ruins the night faster than losing ever could. Block clean, never personal. A hard block is fair play in any of these. But announcing I'm only doing this to wreck you turns strategy into a grudge. In Catan, aim the robber at the genuine threat or the hot number, not the friend who annoyed you last turn. Let the move speak for itself. No kingmaking ever. When you can't win, don't hand the victory to someone else out of spite or favoritism. Play your honest best to the end. In sanctioned Catan events, it's a disqualifiable offense. In your living room, it's just bad form. Trade fair with the new folks. Yes, every Catan trade helps one side more, that's the game. But a lopsided gotcha against a confused newbie sours the whole table. Drive a fairish bargain with beginners and save the shark moves for opponents who can read the angle. The 6-minute teach, 2 minutes of theme, 2 of overview, 2 of the first turn, then learn as you go. Don't drown a first-timer in the rulebook before they've placed a single piece. Let them take it back, openly allow a first-timer to undo an obviously blundered move in the first turn or two. Hostcraft beats rules lawyering a 6-year-old every single time. Snacks, house rules, and how to keep the night happy, the little things make game night, and they're the easiest to get right. Snack discipline saves boards. Keep the food dry one-handed and low-crumb, popcorn, pretzels, nuts, cheese cubes. Put the drinks on a separate side table. A cola across a freshly finished Catan board or a greasy thumping on the meeples is the fastest way to end the evening on a sour note. Pre-sort before guests arrive. Bag the Catan resource decks, sort the Ticket to Ride train cards by color, pile the Kakou-san meeples by player. Set up under 2 minutes keeps the momentum and the appetite high. Keep a cheat sheet on the table. A printed card of building costs, Catan or feature scoring, Kakou-san fields, cities, roads, kills the 2 most common rules arguments before they start. House rules that rescue family games. Catan's friendly robbery, nobody at 2 victory points or fewer can be robbed. It stops the robber from triggering tears and table flips. Free takebacks for new or young players in the first couple of turns. Bend the rules freely to help a beginner. The goal is everyone having fun, not a flawless rulebook. Start a first win wall. When a newcomer takes game one, and they will make a small fuss about it. That little celebration is the hook that turns a one-time guest into a regular. Table talk, you'll hear Gateway Game, the friendly first game that pulls newcomers into the hobby. Multiplayer solitaire, a semi-affectionate jab at low-interaction games like Ticket to Ride. Runaway leader, the player who's pulled so far ahead the rest are racing for second. The one true game night tragedy, a spilled drink on a completed board. Separate drinks table. Non-negotiable. This is the hill. Final verdict. Here's my ruling, served warm. Buy Ticket to Ride first, it's the safest single purchase on the shelf, the one that turns a mixed, slightly nervous table into a group of people asking for a rematch. If your table is usually just 2, make it Kakou-san instead. It's sharper, cheaper, and grows with you for years. And if you've got a chatty crew of 3 or 4 who live for the deal and the dig, Catan will give you the loudest, most talked about nights of the bunch. But know the secret every regular eventually learns. You'll end up with at least two of these on the shelf because they were never really rivals. Start with the one that fits the table you have tonight and pour the drinks on the side table. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. Which one should I buy first if I can only get one? For most people, Ticket to Ride. It teaches in about 10 minutes, plays well from 2 to 5, runs a predictable 30 to 60 minutes, and has almost no direct conflict, the safest crowd pleaser on the shelf. Buy Carcassonne instead if you mostly play with just one other person. It's the best two-player of the three and the cheapest. Buy Catan if you have a committed group of 3 or 4 who specifically want trading, negotiation, and a louder, more social table. Which is the easiest to teach and learn? Ticket to Ride is the easiest overall because its scoring is fully in the open and there are no hidden gacha rules. Newcomers get it within a few turns. Carcassonne has the simplest turn draw tile, place a tile, maybe a meeple and near zero setup. But its farmer field scoring confuses beginners, so skip teaching it at first. Catan is the heaviest lift at roughly 15 to 20 minutes thanks to resources, trading, building costs and dice probability all arriving at once. Which is best for two players or couples? Carcassonne, it's regularly called one of the best two-player gateway games. A tight tactical head-to-head where every tile placement matters. Ticket to Ride also works lovely for couples and produces fewer arguments since you build your own routes, but at two players its board feels roomy and a bit less cutthroat. Catan is the weakest at exactly two. Its trading engine really wants 3 or 4 players to come alive. How much luck is involved in each? Catan has the most visible luck. Dice decide which resources appear each turn, so a cold streak can stall a strong plan, though placement, trading and the rubber are pure skill. Ticket to Ride has mild card draw luck but rewards route planning and reading the board. Carcassonne has random tile draws, yet skilled players argue the 72 tile distribution is knowable, so luck picks the tile and skill plays it. Are these okay for kids and families? Yes, with age guidance. Carcassonne is rated 7+, Ticket to Ride 8+, and Catan 10+. For ages 6 to 9, start with the junior versions, Ticket to Ride, First Journey and Catan Jr., which swaps the robber for a gentler ghost captain. Ticket to Ride is the family peacekeeper thanks to its low direct conflict. Catan's robber can spark real arguments. So many families adopt the friendly robber house rule. No robbing anyone at 2 victory points or fewer. Which has the best replay value over years? Carcassonne. Largely because of its huge expansion library. Inns and cathedrals and traders and builders are the most recommended first add-ons. Plus a freshly randomized board every game. Catan re-randomizes resources and numbers each play and has its own expansions like Seafarers and Cities and Knights. Ticket to Ride stays fresh mainly by collecting different map versions, with Europe and the original North America as the cornerstones.